your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, hockey fans, happy Wednesday. You're listening to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's show is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is available on the iOS App Store. You can download it today. Find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, it is changing the way we talk sports. And today's sports talk is all about the NHL playoffs because we finally have a little bit of a picture of what the second round looks like because a couple of teams have already made their exit from the playoffs. So we're going to talk about that today. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of Locked On Kings, and your partner in chatting today as we go over what's going on in the world. I am joined, as always, by Tom Gazzola, who is not going to talk at all about Connor McDavid this week and we're going to ignore that the Oilers exist entirely, and we'll talk about some other teams instead. So how's that sound?
What other teams? There's other teams in the NHL, Sarah? I didn't know that. This is
I have been told there's a team called the Toronto Maple Leafs. I've heard of them. Ooh. Yeah. Oh. Sounds wild.
Did they just come into the league? How am I just hearing about this?
Yeah, they might be new.
Maple Leafs. That's not even proper English.
They might be a new one. Maybe it's the expansion team.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting.
Well, we will, we'll look up, we'll Google that one while we're working on the show today. But we're going to start things out first up with looking at the St. Louis Blues, because, talking about teams getting swept out of the playoffs, the St. Louis Blues sure did do that. Colorado is on very easily to the next round of the playoffs, and the Blues are sitting around wondering what happened. And there was a quote from Blues captain Ryan O'Reilly after the Blues lost 5-2 in game number 4 against the Avalanche. And Ryan O'Reilly said, "I'm very disappointed in myself. It was pretty pathetic. I didn't really do much this series. And if I'm not doing my job, I can't expect anyone else to do theirs. I have to improve. And especially in the crucial times, it's very disappointing." So there's your captain of the St. Louis Blues putting it all on his shoulders. The fact that his team did not do much of anything to advance in this round. So I didn't expect the Blues to win this series. I expected it to be the Avalanche's to take, but am I totally off base by being surprised by the fact that they were swept?
No, not at all. It's been a tumultuous year and a half for the St. Louis Blues. Let's not kid ourselves. Some teams have been rocked by COVID, whether it's the players literally getting affected and infected by it, like the St. Louis Blues had. We heard after they came out of the bubble last year and their disappointing performance there in August here in Edmonton. And then they really didn't hit their stride at all this season. And I think that, yes, there's going to be questions. And good on Ryan O'Reilly, a good captain, stepping in front of it, taking one for the team. Biting the bullet, all those good things. That's what a good captain does. That's what a good leader does. And, you know, he had almost a point a game this year, and the team didn't really roll into the playoffs on a high note or anything like that. Like, Sarah, you and I were talking about them stumbling and bumbling out of it and letting Arizona take that fourth spot in the West, right? And then it only changed the last few weeks of the season when Arizona basically turned the tide and couldn't figure out a way to win a game. And so I really do think that, sure, there's going to be tweaks, and, you know, they're going to do a self-evaluation and a reassessment of St. Louis's roster, all that stuff. That's natural, and you do need to turn over roster and get fresh bodies in there and get skilled prospects going and developing them at the NHL level. That's natural. That's part of it. But I do think that St. Louis is one of those teams that has been rocked by COVID, literally and then figuratively. Like, these last two seasons have been bizarre, and players have been infected. Again, I'll reiterate that. And then the reformed divisions were tough and weird and strange. And St. Louis and Arizona faced each other, what, 7 times in a row because of all the schedule changes. Like, you could make the argument that they've been fighting that uphill battle due to COVID on different fronts, like the Dallas Stars were. And St. Louis has a good team. there's a lot of elements from the Stanley Cup winning team, and a lot of elements from the team that put together a really respectable regular season in 1920 that are still here. And maybe they'll just benefit from having a regular season starting October 13th, around there, in a few months. It's possible that time might heal some of these wounds. And I'm sure there's going to be some tweaks to the lineup as well. I hope that makes sense, Sarah.
Yeah, and I think the COVID thing really can't be underestimated. David Perron, who I'm still honestly shocked was the Blues' leading scorer this season, he missed the entire series because of being on the COVID protocol list. Justin Falk, who has become a pretty reliable defenseman for the Blues, missed the last two games with an injury. So it was just, yeah, like you said, nothing came together at the right time for the Blues, and that last spot in that division really was, you know, which team is going to fail the least in that back half of that season. And the Kings and the Coyotes made it pretty easy, I think, for the Blues to be like, well, I guess it's us. So, you know, this matchup was never destined to be an easy one for whoever got into that spot. And St. Louis, unfortunately, kind of got the short end of that stick there. I would be curious to see how the front office reacts to this, because it would be very easy for a team to overreact and to start making a ton of changes and shipping out guys who, you know, don't need to be shipped out. So that's something that I feel like I'm going to be curious to see in the offseason, if they push the panic button too quickly because of how this season and last season ended for them.
Yeah, I think that's, you nailed it on the head. Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's pretty tough to preach patience when things don't go right for a fan base, but it might be, from an outsider's perspective, it might be the best solution. And I think you're 100% right on that one.
Yeah, patience is as someone covering a fan base where patience is, or covering a team where patience is the message I keep pushing. It is not always a message well received by fans, because everyone wants success now, especially a team like the Blues that, you know, won so recently. I feel like the fan base is like, well, you did it once, you know, what's stopping you from doing it again?
Yeah.
And the answer is, well, hockey is a very strange sport. That's the answer.
Yes, very much so.
More playoff news coming up next on Locked On NHL. Right now, though, let's talk all about Locker Room, because Locker Room is the first social audio platform made just for sports fans like you. The app is free to download on the iOS App Store, and once you are in, you can talk with fans, athletes, insiders, writers, bloggers, podcasters, just like us, all in real time, all about your favorite team or your favorite sport, which we all know, of course, is the NHL. Locker Room is a great place to start or join conversations about the league. Right now, there are tons of rooms about the playoffs, about big games that are happening. If there's breaking news, you can usually find someone on a Locker Room. I'm planning on using one to hand out end of season awards to my own Los Angeles Kings. Whatever it is you're looking to talk about, you can find a room doing just that on a Locker Room. You can find hosts not only just from the NHL, but from across the Locked On network. So if basketball or baseball is your thing, you can find a Locked On host there hosting a room where you can talk about sports. So go download the free Locker Room app now, available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. I know you will find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues, and some of our very own Locked On NHL hosts have been doing rooms too, so you will get to chat with some of us as well. So download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, it's changing the way we talk sports. I also want to talk to you about Built Bar, because, okay, let's put it this way. They're delicious. If you leave them in your car, they turn into a shape that they were not intended to be in, but they're still delicious. If you don't know what a Built Bar is, it is the best tasting protein bar ever. It is covered in 100% chocolate, which, if you're smarter than me, you know that that is not a thing you leave in your car on a hot day. I made that crucial error. I ate the Built Bar anyway. It was still amazing. Built Bars come in 9 great flavors, and there are always some limited edition flavors going on out there. So if you are getting a little adventurous, you could find them online at builtbar.com. The core flavors include salted caramel, double chocolate, one of my favorites, peanut butter brownie, and many others. So go do yourself a favor. Go to builtbar.com. Check it out. Find all the nutrition information so that you know that they are healthy. When you go to BuiltBar.com, you can use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
We have some more strangeness going on over in the Central Division. We expected the Battle of Florida to be pretty epic, and we're getting that. We had the Panthers kind of on the brink of elimination. Some exciting games between them, a lot of tempers flaring throughout this series. And then enter Spencer Knight, who stepped in and put together an amazing performance in his playoff debut. I believe he is the youngest goaltender to debut in the playoffs and win his debut. It's one of those things where I will be very curious to see what Joel Quenneville does. We've talked about before on this show, I think even last week, that, you know, Joel Quenneville is no stranger to goalie issues in his playoffs and gives guys a pretty short leash when things go wrong. And Spencer Knight kind of stepping in and saving the Panthers season for just a little bit, I think is really interesting. And regardless of what happens, I think bodes well for the future of goaltending in that franchise, which has struggled to get that over the past handful of years.
Let me steal a line from the fantastic Jay Onright over at TSN at our mothership. Bobrovsky, you're off the case. And, you know, Chris Drieger had a really good season. It hasn't worked between the pipes for the Panthers with those two guys. So in comes Spencer Knight, and all he has done is win. Good on him. That is excellent. It's something to rally behind in a hotly contested Battle of Florida, which is great to see. And let's see what kind of story he can put together and create and weave. I don't know what happens throughout the rest of this series. I'm expecting Tampa to win it, but, you know, there's always magic in the postseason. And then let's see what he does over the course of a regular season. Let's see what happens with Drieger and Bobrovsky. You know, I'm assuming Drieger is probably the one that exits at the end of the season, but maybe Knight eventually down the road takes the net from Bobrovsky, and then the Panthers try to find a way to get rid of that monster contract that they recently signed him to not too long ago at all. But if you're Joel Quenneville, yeah, you're right. Good point. Familiar territory. He knows when to roll the goalies and play with the other guy if one guy's not getting it done, and he has a history of that, and I think we're seeing it play out again here. But fantastic story. That's great to see when you can draft or sign these NCAA players who have extra time to ripen and simmer, mature, all those things. Sometimes you see it pay off in a hurry, the way we're seeing it with Spencer Knight right now.
Looking at the playoff picture, you know, thinking about it, really, goaltending is a very interesting story this year because we have Spencer Knight in Florida. We have Alex Nedeljkovic in Carolina, who, you know, was on waivers at the beginning of the season and now is essentially the Hurricanes' number one goalie. With the Islanders, we have Ilya Sorokin taking over the net because of injuries, and he is just standing on his head to just disappoint the Penguins over and over again. Toronto has Jack Campbell, who has an amazing story of, you know, literally being almost out of the league to now being a starter for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And there's a lot of characters you can root for this season when it comes to the guys between the pipes, because there are a lot of guys who have battled to get here and had very, very unexpected routes to becoming playoff starting goalies.
Maybe it's kind of turning of the page with some goalies too. Mm-hmm. It's goalie in the National Hockey League is an interesting, fickle position. How about the reemergence of 39-year-old Mike Smith, or the sensational season that Marc-Andre Fleury is putting together? You know, it's good to see the old dogs show some bite, and then to see these new guys come in and challenge established stars between the pipes in the National Hockey League. And we've also seen a bunch of guys retire in recent years. Mm-hmm. Corey Crawford, who, you know, you would have seen in Chicago for all those years, stole a series in the bubble against the Oilers last August. And, you know, he signed in New Jersey and decided, nope, can't do it. I'm done. Corey Schneider's, you know, I think he's what on the Islanders practice rosters or taxi squad, whatever, you know, hasn't played a game in forever. You're seeing guys like that kind of saying goodbye. And we saw Ryan Miller do it as well. And so it's kind of a turning of the page with a few guys hanging on.
Yeah. Mike Smith, you mentioned, is that's fascinating. Like, I just have been really interested to see that he is putting all the people who, I mean, listen, like everyone has spent years making fun of him and making fun of like the butt goal and making fun of all the soft goals that he has let in throughout his career. But to see him, you know, regardless of how that series ended, I wouldn't necessarily pin it all on him. And Connor McDavid is only one person. So there's a lot of other guys on the ice that needed to do some stuff. But to see Mike Smith having a legitimately good season when a lot of people have written him off for the past however many years was actually, you know, as someone who I've never wanted to root for Mike Smith. He's always played on teams that I don't want to see success, and kind of rooting for him to actually prove people wrong was a very weird experience.
Yeah. It's, you know, he had that fighter mentality, and looking at him and the season he's put together, I kind of, you know, tip my hat to him and say, good job. And I kind of have been joking quite a bit, actually, here in Edmonton on my show, on other shows that I've been a guest on. What if he goes and he tests the free agent market as one of the hottest goalies on the market in the offseason as a UFA at 39? Yeah. You know, it's entirely possible. Edmonton's goaltending picture is not clear. They have a borderline quasi 1B in Mikko Koskinen as a gift from Peter Chiarelli. They have 1 year at $4.5 million left to pay him. So yeah, Mike Smith has fought for everything he's gotten. He spoke today and said, you know, listen, I don't know what's to come, but good on him. And again, good on some of these guys for hanging around and being very effective when a lot of people wrote them off.
Yeah, and you know, for teams that are looking, there are a lot of teams. I mean, as we just said, a lot of teams with young goaltenders stepping up in the playoffs, and there's going to be a handful of teams looking for an experienced guy to be their backup, and that could make the goalie market pretty interesting this season with guys like Mike Smith looking for new deals and see where they land. Yeah, I can't believe that like we're only a little bit into the playoffs and things have already been, you know, this borderline chaotic and a lot of weird storylines coming out of all these teams.
We've got more NHL news coming up next, but first, betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. It doesn't matter what sport it is you're into, if it's baseball or football or the NBA, we've got the playoffs for those going on. We've got the NHL playoffs. There is always some sort of UFC thing happening. Whatever sport it is you're into, you can find all the latest news, odds, and information on betonline.ag. You can also find stuff on things like politics or reality TV or just about anything you can imagine. So head on over to betonline.ag on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the information you can get there, including details on sign-up bonuses and contests. So this is your chance. Get into the game as your favorite team preps for their run to the playoffs. You can head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Before we kind of close out the show, are there any other like surprises or unexpected things that you have seen happening in these playoffs? I know I've been a little surprised by Nashville and those past two double overtime games that were just gut punches to the Hurricanes, who dominated that team in the regular season. That is one that is definitely standing out to me as like, well, this isn't going where I thought it would go.
That's a very good one. And then, you know, a lot of people aren't going to be surprised by this, but I'm surprised Minnesota managed to hang in there after, you know, getting a barrage and onslaught of shots. And good on Cam Talbot. He is one of the great guys in the game. Super nice dude. And I'm very happy to see him having success. He has stood very tall for the Minnesota Wild this season and in this postseason. 40 shots against when your team only gets 14 and you win. that's a hat tip and a standing O from me towards Cam Talbot and the Minnesota Wild. I mean,
yeah,
I thought they'd be toast, even though people really like them and like what they've done this year. I thought Vegas had the experience, the depth, all of that to just, you know, wipe away many in five, and that's mm-hmm. not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Vegas has been very effective at shutting down the offensive superstar that is Kirill Kaprizov for the Wild. And they have just managed to neutralize him entirely until this past game where he finally got on the score sheet. But it's Vegas has their number, and I enjoyed seeing Minnesota fight back in this past game and say, like, no, we're not done yet. And do I think that they're getting out of this series? No, I think that it's probably over after the next game, mm-hmm. especially after a big emotional win like this one. Like, it's going to take a lot out of them. But I mean, kudos to them for getting here. I think they got to the playoffs maybe a little season earlier than a lot of people expected, and they drew a very, very unpleasant matchup. But yeah, I think that Vegas has their number, and they're going to be done soon, probably.
Yeah, the postseason is full of amazement and wonder and maybe a little bit of magic, but I'm with you. I think the run might be over for the Minnesota Wild. But, you know, you got to play the games, so we'll see.
Yeah, anything can happen. We've all seen that. We will close with one other Edmonton note, actually.
Yeah,
surprise. A little bit earlier on Tuesday, before we recorded this, Wayne Gretzky announced that he was stepping away as vice chairman of the Edmonton Oilers effective today, with a nice little note saying that he just didn't have the time to dedicate to the Oilers anymore. And I mean, A, cue a bunch of jokes on Twitter about the Oilers. Sorry. B, everyone immediately was like, Wayne Gretzky is going to be on television. And yep. That is now what is coming out, is that he will be appearing on TV next season as a commentator, as an analyst, as Wayne Gretzky on TNT for covering hockey. And, you know, I this will be interesting. Like, you don't see him on TV very often. You don't see him popping up, at least here in the States, to share his thoughts and feelings on hockey. So it might be the first exposure a lot of, especially younger fans, get to getting to pick the brain of Wayne Gretzky.
I've had the good fortune of picking the brain of Wayne Gretzky via traditional interviews and other times as well. He started his tenure as a vice chairman, partner, alternate governor with the Oilers while I was still the host of Oilers TV, and spent some charter flights telling stories, listening to stories, a lot of listening. And he is one of the guys. So I think his personality here, when he does do the TNT stuff, is kind of within the nuances of the game, not the X's and O's, Sarah, but he is great at reading personalities, types of players, situations. And if they have a panel or whatever setting they use him in that could bring that out and play to those strengths that he has, that'll be phenomenal television. He is a very personable human being, a very nice human being, intelligent, and knows the game inside out. And I think, you know, it's better to let coaches or players tell the X's and O's, but you let the great one speak to the little details and nuances that he recognizes most and sees best, because that's what made him great and put him above the rest during his playing days. And I think that's a great pickup for TNT. I look forward to seeing what he does on there. Absolutely. As for the Oilers thing, listen, he was just a figurehead, a very expensive figurehead that, you know, showed up for a few meetings every year for the NHL as a member of the Oilers. And then maybe whenever their sales department was trying to wrap up a big deal with a major corporation, they said, hey, can we invite our friend Wayne? And sure enough, that would lock it in. So he's always going to be an Oiler. It was cool that he came back to Edmonton and was a part of the organization again. And you know what? He has a lot of Edmonton pride and Oiler pride as well. So, you know, this breakup isn't as harsh as the one back in 1988, for sure. And it's going to be a boon to everybody in the hockey world to see him on TNT.
Yeah, it's going to be great to get to hear from the greatest player in the game and hear him regularly on television sharing his thoughts. So that's going to be fun to keep an eye on next season, because we're already having to think about next season, which seems Indeed. Totally wild to me. But we've still got some more playoffs to get through, and we will continue bringing you news and thoughts and feelings all about those playoffs all here on Locked On NHL. That is all we've got for you today. You can find this show on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah if you want to shout at me about bad California hockey. Tom, where can people find you online?
Well, you can find me at Tom Gazzola, and if you want to just find me in general, I'll be on the golf course. If I'm not doing Locked On with you and Joe DiBiase, because I think it's going to get quiet on that front. But you know what? I'll be around. I always am. The team I cover is done, but it's going to be a short off season. Hey, like the draft lottery's next week. Like, it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about the draft and the expansion draft. And my goodness, it's just going to be oodles of fun. But my day-to-day has just gotten a lot lighter, and I don't know what to do with my hands or my time, Sarah.
Yeah, sounds like the golf course is in order. That'll keep you busy for a little while. Yeah, and we'll keep checking in. And yeah, like you said, the draft lottery coming up, we'll get to see exactly who's going to be disappointed by it, because that's the way it always goes. So stay right here on Locked On NHL for more of that kind of news. Pretty much all the time. So make sure you're following this show on your favorite podcast app of choice. Come back tomorrow and every day this week for more hockey news on Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.